Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about the advantages and disadvantages of genetically modified crops. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Since the appearance of the first genetically modified or GM crop in the early 1980s, genetic engineering has been widely used in crops across the world to benefit both the producers and consumers. However, despite the fact that farmers in so many countries now plant GM crops, the controversy over their use keeps growing. On one side of the debate are those who promote the advantages of GM crops. One benefit is that they are made to be more resistant to insects, pests, and certain viruses. This means that fewer pesticide chemicals are used on them, which makes them a safer food for us and also friendlier to the environment. Another benefit of genetically modified crops is that they can withstand severe weather conditions, such as long periods of drought, so they can be grown in hostile environments, such as deserts. As such crops are more resistant, they can be produced in greater amounts. Such a large supply of food could be an effective solution to the growing problem of world hunger. Finally, genetic engineering can improve the nutritional content of the crops. The nutrients added to a crop can save millions of children in developing countries from serious diseases and death. On the other hand, there are those who point out the disadvantages of GM crops. Since genetic engineering involves the insertion of foreign genes into a crop, the consumption of GM crops can have harmful side effects on people's health. The most commonly seen side effect is an allergic reaction, which can even threaten a person's life. It is also possible that GM crops contain traces of the toxic chemicals they are treated with, something which can cause toxic poisoning. Finally, opponents of GM crops are deeply worried about what may occur in natural ecosystems if natural native plant species are altered. They believe that changing plant genes can be disastrous, and they demand there should be much more research done on GM crops. In conclusion, while it is clear that GM crops offer certain advantages, the long-term effects of their growth and consumption are not known. This uncertainty makes a lot of people, including myself, question the safety of GM crops.
Listen to the extract again.
Since the appearance of the first genetically modified or GM crop in the early 1980s, genetic engineering has been widely used in crops across the world to benefit both the producers and consumers. However, despite the fact that farmers in so many countries now plant GM crops, the controversy over their use keeps growing. On one side of the debate are those who promote the advantages of GM crops. One benefit is that they are made to be more resistant to insects, pests, and certain viruses. This means that fewer pesticide chemicals are used on them, which makes them a safer food for us and also friendlier to the environment. Another benefit of genetically modified crops is that they can withstand severe weather conditions, such as long periods of drought, so they can be grown in hostile environments, such as deserts. As such crops are more resistant, they can be produced in greater amounts. Such a large supply of food could be an effective solution to the growing problem of world hunger. Finally, genetic engineering can improve the nutritional content of the crops. The nutrients added to a crop can save millions of children in developing countries from serious diseases and death. On the other hand, there are those who point out the disadvantages of GM crops. Since genetic engineering involves the insertion of foreign genes into a crop, the consumption of GM crops can have harmful side effects on people's health. The most commonly seen side effect is an allergic reaction, which can even threaten a person's life. It is also possible that GM crops contain traces of the toxic chemicals they are treated with, something which can cause toxic poisoning. Finally, opponents of GM crops are deeply worried about what may occur in natural ecosystems if natural native plant species are altered. They believe that changing plant genes can be disastrous, and they demand there should be much more research done on GM crops. In conclusion, while it is clear that GM crops offer certain advantages, the long-term effects of their growth and consumption are not known. This uncertainty makes a lot of people, including myself, question the safety of GM crops.
This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided in your writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the advantages and disadvantages of genetically modified crops. Write your essay in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Since the appearance of the first genetically modified or GM crop in the early 1980s, genetic engineering has been widely used in crops across the world to benefit both the producers and consumers. However, despite the fact that farmers in so many countries now plant GM crops, the controversy over their use keeps growing. On one side of the debate are those who promote the advantages of GM crops. One benefit is that they are made to be more resistant to insects, pests, and certain viruses. This means that fewer pesticide chemicals are used on them, which makes them a safer food for us and also friendlier to the environment. Another benefit of genetically modified crops is that they can withstand severe weather conditions such as long periods of drought, so they can be grown in hostile environments such as deserts. As such crops are more resistant, they can be produced in greater amounts. Such a large supply of food could be an effective solution to the growing problem of world hunger. Finally, genetic engineering can improve the nutritional content of the crops. The nutrients added to a crop can save millions of children in developing countries from serious diseases and death. On the other hand, there are those who point out the disadvantages of GM crops. Since genetic engineering involves the insertion of foreign genes into a crop, the consumption of GM crops can have harmful side effects on people's health. The most commonly seen side effect is an allergic reaction, which can even threaten a person's life. It is also possible that GM crops contain traces of the toxic chemicals they are treated with, something which can cause toxic poisoning. Finally, opponents of GM crops are deeply worried about what may occur in natural ecosystems if natural native plant species are altered. They believe that changing plant genes can be disastrous, and they demand there should be much more research done on GM crops. In conclusion, while it is clear that GM crops offer certain advantages, the long-term effects of their growth and consumption are not known. This uncertainty makes a lot of people, including myself, question the safety of GM crops.